Good morning again. Join me in prayer, will you? Lord God, we pray that you bless us now as we gather around your word. We pray that your Holy Spirit come upon us, move within and through us as with fire. Stir us. In Jesus' name, amen. A few years ago, while I was teaching confirmation, which is typically junior high students or middle school students, we were reading the Luke story that we heard for today about Jesus' baptism, and I asked the kids, what does it mean when God says to Jesus, "You are my beloved son, with you I am well pleased"? And one of the youngest members of the group, the sixth grader, says, well, that's Jesus' daddy saying that he loves him. And I was like, oh. I mean, yeah, right to the point, right? I'm thinking we're going to have this long discussion about what that really means so that it'll eventually kind of sink into their brains. But no, the youngest of the group had it like right away. Typical, right? Children often are so succinct and clear. It's lovely. Sometimes it takes a child to speak us to the point, to get us to the point. Just like Luke's text for today is sort of short and sweet and to the point. When all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized, he was praying, the heaven opened, and a Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and the voice from heaven came and said, "You are my son, the beloved, with you I am well pleased." Period. End of baptism. Done. I mean, like, clear, to the point. The point being that identity given in that proclamation from God. "You are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased." Baptism is about that. It's the primary point. I mean, we can have the discussion about whether or not we should baptize, you know, babies or adults or young adults or what the whole purpose of process of getting there is, but the there is the identity given, the claim on your life as God's beloved. The reading from Isaiah today, if you didn't quite catch what Catherine was reading for us, or you did and you would like to ponder over it, I encourage you to do so. Take your bulletin home so you have those verses and the chapter. Take it home, ponder over those words, because the words from Isaiah, even though they don't say this is about baptism, is this wonderful description of what it is and who we are as God's beloved and chosen. Beautiful description of the purpose of baptism. It says in that passage, God says, "I have called you by name and you are mine." Plain and simple, right? So again, to the point. I've called you by name and you are mine. Steve, you are my beloved. You are my beloved. Put in your name. You are my beloved. You are my child. I will never leave you. And it continues, God says, "You are precious in my sight, honored, and I love you." I don't think that that probably needs much explanation, right? Again, to the point, God loves you. You are precious and you are valued. While I don't think it needs any explanation, and I think it's so simple, so often we wash it away, I think it's a wonderful opportunity to take the time to soak it in to our hearts and ponder over what that means. Yeah, sure, we say, God loves us, right? God loves everyone. God is love. I mean, we have camp song after camp song and hymnal song after hymnal song. Like, we are loved. God is love. But take it into your heart today. God loves you. You, indescribably valuable, you are to God. Indefinitely precious. Martin Luther encouraged people who were struggling with temptation and despair and all of those things that weigh on the soul. He said, "If you are struggling, proclaim simply, 'I am baptized,' in the middle of that struggle." And he says in that you will remember your baptism, and it's a way to claim that identity as much beloved child or children of God. And whatever is in the way of remembering that, whatever is distracting you and separating you from God, that in that proclamation, "I am baptized," that all else should fade away. Baptism is about our identity, being named and claimed as children of God, sealed by the Holy Spirit, and marked with the cross of Christ forever. And all of this is God's doing, right? God loves us. God loved us before we even knew that we should love God back. God comes to us. God always comes to us. We just spent 4 weeks of Advent and weeks of Christmas and last Sunday, Epiphany Sunday, discussing and talking and celebrating the fact that God comes. God has come in bodily form. Emmanuel, God with us. In the passage in Luke today, and in that short, brief passage from Acts, we hear about how God comes to us in Holy Spirit as well. Perhaps we don't have Jesus to actually dunk in the water to remind him of his baptism, but we have that Holy Spirit with us. When I taught our confirmation students, and always teach our confirmation students the Apostles' Creed, we get to that third article about the Holy Spirit. And we learned, and perhaps if you remembered your small catechism studies, if you had them, you would have heard and probably remember verbatim, "I believe that by my own understanding or strength, and I cannot believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but instead the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with the gifts, made me holy, and kept me in the one true faith, just as he calls, gathers, and enlightens, and makes holy the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus in one true faith." God calls us. We cannot do it ourselves. The good news is that we also don't have to. God always comes. God continues to come. God is always present. That's one of the things that I love about children infant baptism, is that when we baptize a baby, like we baptized Benjamin last Sunday, is that God comes to us even when we're helpless and infants. God holds us. God loves us. God is the one who cares for us. I mean, Ben couldn't even hold himself above the font. He had to be held as he kicked and thrashed in the water and played and was drenched before he even received his baptism. God came to him, just as God continues to come to us. God's like a loving parent. God smiles at our first steps, encourages us to walk, picks us up when we fall down, and comforts us when we cry. For just as we were perhaps some of us, if not most of us, baptized as infants, we are continuing to remember and live out our baptism. And it's not just a one-time event. That baptism is remembered throughout our lives as we continue to learn to walk. That lifelong process of growing up as a child of God, living into our baptism, or what I like to call walking drenched with God. I heard a really lovely quote as I was reflecting and preparing for today. A quote about baptism that you need to hear, I think. The quote was, "Baptism is a lifelong experience. It is God bathing you, God hugging you, pouring scented oils of gladness over you, and dressing you and sending you off into a baptismal life in the world." We are called to walk drenched, to swell ourselves with scented oils and water so that we may live boldly proclaiming God throughout the world. So often I hear the question, well, how do we do that? I think we hold on to those reminders. As I tell the confirmation students, your purpose here in confirmation is to get tools in your toolbox. Things that you can hold on to, things that you can go back to help you live out your life. And then they'll say, "What are the tools?" And I'll say, "They're bread and wine. They are water and word. And one another." So that we can hold on to those things and be fed and nourished as we continue to try to live out as drenched children of God. Holding on to the stuff that makes us people of God. So today, as we give thanks for Jesus' baptism and remember and understand that identity as being claimed children of God, I invite you, if you haven't done it yet, or if perhaps you already did when you walked into the sanctuary this morning, to go to the font, perhaps during the time of communion, perhaps during the hymn of the day, or whenever, perhaps on your way out the door. But just touch the water. Remember you are claimed. Remember you are God's. You are God's beloved. And if you need a further reminder, know that that healing station is there. We do this every second Sunday of the month. But today in particular, go. If you say you don't want any particular prayers and you just want blessing and remembrance of baptism, that cross on your forehead, that's good too. But take a moment to ponder and know that you are God's. You are claimed as God's beloved. Amen.